Hello?
Oh, hi, Rigoberto. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know last we spoke you were waiting on a new card.
Yeah.
So did it arrive yet, or?
It hasn't yet. I'm still waiting. But, hey, I will be taking care of this, but I think I'm going to be canceling my subscription.
Oh, no. How come?
Honestly, I haven't gotten any business from you guys. I do like my website and stuff, but I haven't gotten any business from here, and all I get is spam from, like, I'm getting people in the Middle East saying that I gotta take some stuff down, and I don't pay attention to that, but the main thing that I got it for is to bring in leads, and it's not, or at least bring in clients. And the couple calls that I get from clients, it's other people saying, like, hey, we can give you a better offer than Local Splash. And, I mean, it's going to be the same thing.
So I just want to let you know that I'm looking at your dashboard, and it is showing some that look like legit leads. Mark Larry, and the reason he looks legit is he put his address, 8892 Forestry Drive, Cordova, Tennessee, and he put he's in need of tree services for his property. He has the house on the market for sale. Most of his clients are complaining about the tree, so he'd like to cut it down. So
those were actually went, and I looked into that, and that was just a scam. Like, they were trying to, like, he called, once I got in contact with him, he said, hey, if I send you the job was, like, say, $6,000.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And then he was like, but I also have an electrician going, can I send you, like, a $9,000 check and you can pay the guy? And
oh, that's weird.
Like,
yeah, that's really weird. So
I've got a few of those, and I've almost fallen for that scam before.
I'm so happy that you didn't, because that sounds fishy, and, you know.
Yeah. So I was trying to, I hear my house on the market. The first thing I do, I have an app that will tell me who the homeowners are, just in case I don't dump property.
Mm-hmm.
And the property was not even under his name. It was a completely, like, a whole different person.
Oh, you're smart. So the app will tell you if he's, like, the actual owner of the house, huh?
Yeah. So let's say you call me and you say, hey, I have a tree that I have a house that I have for sale. So
yeah.
If you have it for sale, it should be under your name, or at least your spouse, or on the husband, on the
right.
Last name, or at least your last name.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing to do with his name. And like I've gotten those type of calls like 40 times already.
You know what's weird? Because they all put the same thing. They put, I'm a petroleum engineer and I am at work. So that's what I thought was strange about it is, yeah, that if they're wanting to get an estimate, then why? Because it looks like there's like at least three different ones I can see on here, but they all have the same body, but it's like a different name and a different address, but it's obviously the same type of scam, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I see. Okay. Well, you have an option, Rigoberto. Number one, if you want to cancel, your program includes $100 each month for Facebook ads. I don't think you would need that extra fresh batch of ads if you're going to cancel. So I could at least take that off and just charge you $199. But once that's settled, you could cancel the program and keep your website and just pay us $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And, you know, the reason that I suggest that is it is 2024 and you're probably going to need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. But I did get an offer for a website domain with it's something that I honestly can refuse is usgserver.com and not .net. And
you're going to get the .net instead of the .com?
No, I mean you guys offered me the .net and don't go for .net.
If we offered you the .net, it just meant that the .com wasn't available. So that company is telling you that the .com is available now?
Yeah, the company told me that, hey, we're looking into selling our stuff, and our domain will be for sale.
Okay.
The domain was a bit expensive. Well, I think it's a bit expensive, but it would suit my actual name to actually be.
I agree. It's always better to have a .com. How much did they charge, just out of curiosity?
$600.
That's expensive. Yeah, because what we do is if you cancel and you want to keep the domain, we only charge a one-time buyout of $99, so $600 is kind of steep. But if you like the content on the site that we built, what we could do is we could take your domain that you already bought and we could put our site on it and just charge you for the hosting. And I could even probably get approved corporate hosting of just $29 a month. Typically, you have to have 100 locations to get that. But
yeah, no, I get it. But I'm slowing down big time with work. My other business is the one that's picking up. So I'm just like, I'm going to back off my tree work for a little bit.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least I'll adjust that past due balance for you because we can't do a cancellation with the past due balance, but,
I will cover everything. Yeah, I will cover everything without a problem once my cards get here. I will cover everything that I owe you guys, and after that, then we'll proceed with the cancellation.
Okay, perfect. Question, did you look up ustreeservice.com yourself?
I did.
Yeah, because it shows that another company is already using it. 630705.
I'm not the owner yet. They're looking to sell it.
Oh, so those are the people that contacted you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just be careful because make sure that if you pay them that you actually get this domain because it's even saying at the top that it's not secure. So I don't want you to fall into something where you pay them $600 and then you find out it can't be transferred.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I'm actually talking to a buddy of mine who's a lawyer, and he's like, "Are you looking to those stuff before we can keep on going?" And the reason why I became friends with him was because I did like we have a friend in common is the one that fell into the scam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And then I'm like, he helped him out, and he's like, "Hey, you ever need something? This is my guy," and I invited him for a drink. And then we became friends, but he looks at my family's business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'll look into it. Just give me a little bit of time. And once I say go for it, you can buy it. So I said, okay, I'll wait for him to say go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think, like, anybody could call you up and say, like, we'll sell you ustreeservice.com for $600. And they could even put in a spoof phone number and make it look like they're the actual ustreeservice.com when maybe they're not. Just went to that company's Facebook just to see, like, what's going on with this business. Are they going out of business? Is that why they want to sell the domain? And it looks like they're going full force. If they put... it looks like the weather has woken us for winter hibernation. We're open for the season and looking forward to serving our community. It's our 20th anniversary since registering the business. It seems like a dream. Yes, so I would just be very, very careful and maybe even reach out to this actual ustreeservice.com, the numbers on there, and just ask them, say, hey, I've been approached by someone that's trying to sell me this domain. Is that the case? And just see if that's true, you know?
Yes. I have one of the person that answered the phone said that they were going to pass the info back to his superiors, and they were going to get back with me. So that is one of the things that I've been looking at it. So I've been out for a couple of domains, but that was the only one that I was interested in it.
Yeah.
I'm slowing down myself.
Well, maybe since you didn't complete the transaction yet, maybe if it is legit, maybe you could get a better deal on it. Maybe you could say, look, the company that I'm working with, it only charges $99 for a domain, and I don't see why I should have to pay you $600 and maybe offer them $300 or something. Maybe they'll meet you halfway, you know?
Well, one of the reasons that they had mentioned was since it's in a different town.
Uh-huh.
It's a possible expansion towards their area if I wanted to, which really doesn't help me. But it was that's where they were focusing in, like, hey, you go into this town, you're already known here.
But that website is registered to a company in northeastern Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that where, I mean, you still want to target the Memphis area, right?
Yeah, but that was their fighting argument, that if I ever wanted to expand, I was already known there.
Oh, that's just really weird.
The
only thing I think is strange about this whole thing is that 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when companies first started to get on, you know, try to get on the first page of Google, they would do what's called on-site optimization, and these companies would purchase every web address that you could think of. They would purchase, for example, abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagellc.com, or abcmortgageinc.com. They would buy all of the, and for super cheap, Rigoberto, they cost like $12 per domain. They were super cheap. And then when the real ABC Mortgage came along and said, hey, I want that domain, they would say, sure, you can have it, but it's going to charge you, you know, cost you $2,000. And I don't know how those companies were getting away with it, because to me that's extortion. But those were always blank domains. They weren't under another company that was already using it. So that's the only thing that I think is kind of strange about that whole, you know, and then him saying, oh, I have to get to my supervisor and get back to you. Maybe after he offered it, he realized like, oh, shoot, this other company's already using it and I can't really sell it to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. With my other company, we did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my other company is called Navarro Growth, and we had a .net as well, and we were working with the .net without a problem. But this guy from Mexico that owns NavarroGrowth.com, he reached out and he was selling it for, I think he wanted like $2,000, and we said no. So for like 2 years, we didn't get any response. So he's like, hey, came back, like, hey, just, I don't need the name. I don't use it. You might help you. Just give me an offer and then we'll work on it.
Yeah.
And I think my brother ended up buying it for like $150.
Wow. Okay. So that's good. Yeah. Cause I guess those companies, I mean, if they can get $150 out of it, it's better than nothing. So of course they're going to try to get 2000, right? But if they could get 150, cause if you don't go for it, then they just have a domain that sits there that they can't make any money on, you know, cause you're the real owner of that business, you know? So yeah. So that good for your brother. He deserves some props for doing that. That's great. So, but if you find out that it's a scam or he calls back and says he really can't get that web address, or like I would recommend just call the people on the, you know, their number I could send it to if you want. It's 630-705-0144. Those are the rightful owners of that domain. Maybe you could just, you know, call them and say, hey, are you thinking of selling this domain? How come I was contacted by someone? And just see what they say. You know, maybe they'd say, no, absolutely not. It's our domain. We're not selling it. You know, and maybe they say they are, you know, who knows? So yeah, it's better than trying to chance it. But if you find out that something isn't on the up and up, then, I'll put a note in here. We'll do the hosting on this one for $29 a month. I'll put you under the corporate rate.
Okay, let me see what happens next to see where I'm going to be heading. I know we'll be canceling a couple of stuff, just to slow down. And, cause right now I honestly, between marketing, you guys and other stuff, I'm spending almost $5,000 a month.
Wow.
So, yeah, like I'm with Andrew's List and, Thumbtack, I'm with you guys and a couple, like, so I get a bunch of leads.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that at the end of the day, leads is just people that are trying to get some work done, but they're not sure if they want to go, they want to move forward with it.
Right.
And $200, $300, it was fine. We are working, but I'm not in the spot where I can spend $5,000 a month just for incoming leads.
Yeah, we deal with a lot of their Angie Lists and Home Advisor clients, you know, because of that, because they get very, very expensive. And then oftentimes they're running all over town bidding on all this work and getting undercut by other companies because they're selling that lead to you and to everybody else out there, you know, meaning there's nothing exclusive. And even worse, if you get a lead that's from 150 miles away or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category, they're still going to charge you. If you catch it, they'll be good at crediting you back. But the problem is that becomes really hard to manage, you know? That's how they make so much money on those leads. Yeah, but keep in mind, you're not, you know, paying $5,000 a month with us. You know, I took the Facebook ads off, so it boils down.
What I mean is, like, between everybody, between
yeah,
you guys,
kind of putting it all together, type thing, right?
Yeah, and so since I'm more focused on the carpentry side of business right now than in my tree side of business, I told myself, hey, I'm going to slow down and make sure that my bases are steady and firm, and then pick back up, because I did have a problem. My competition pretty much took two crews from me, so I slowed down big time with more. I didn't slow down, but I didn't have enough people to keep my production.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so
okay, you're downsizing a little bit.
Yeah, I got stabbed in the back, so now it's forced to downsize.
Yeah. So anyhow, I want you to start working on getting some 5-star ratings on your Google listing. And you can do this whether you continue with our service or not. And the reason I suggest it is, according to the dashboard, you're being found on the first page of Google and people are clicking to your site and clicking to call you. But if you're not getting work out of it, if you start getting a 5-star rating, because what could be happening is probably you're up there with no reviews and there's companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating. So it's affecting your conversion, right? So what I would suggest, I just sent you that email. It's already hyperlinked to your Google listing and it will help you get some 5-star ratings on your Google page. And that's going to help you down the road, whether you, you know, work with our company or not. Make
all
sense?
Right. Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that email, it'll say thank you for using US Tree Service. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And it'll already be hyperlinked together with the Google page. So all you have to do is copy and paste it and send it to some past and present clients. And most people will do it because it's just a matter of a click of a button.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so when do you think that you could get the 199 up to speed?
I'm literally just waiting for my card to come in, so it could be
any day.
It actually can be later on today if the mailman does. They usually get here around 3:34, so it could be today or it could be tomorrow. I mean, it has been like 7 days already, so it could literally be any day now.
Well, you have my direct line on those notifications, which is extension 777. I'll send it to you again. So if the card arrives, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you maybe Monday or Tuesday of next week, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, too. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, and have a blessed one.
You, too. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Bye-bye.